大卫与马加列相识一年多，大卫鼓起勇气向马加列提出同居的要求。马加列认为大卫现在租的地方不够两个人住，提出以他的居所作为彼此的安乐窝，但大男人的大卫却不希望搬进他的住处。最后二人达成共识，一起重新做一个空间大一点又进马加列上班的地方。二人同居的生活由此拉开序幕。Margaret and David met in a taxi. Later, they became lovers. Since then, they did everything that lovers would do: shopping, eating, fighting, and reconciling. Falling in love is so stereotypical that every couple follows the same path. When the passion fades away, they have to face reality and all the trivial that comes with it. And now, Margaret and David.Have arrived at this point. 马加列与大卫在那乘车遇上了，然后就成为情侣，之后就做尽了所有情侣都会做的事：逛街、吃饭、吵架、和好。恋爱根本就是三福杯，每对情侣走的路都几乎一样。浪漫过后就要面对现实，马加列与大卫现在就走到了这一步。For people who always claim that they prefer living alone and having a private space, the truth is, they haven't found a person who wants to live with them. No one likes to be alone. It is nice that Margaret agreed to live with David. On the one hand, it is good that their relationship becomes closer than before. On the other hand, to confront the whole package of your lover,is a challenge as well. 所有说自己适合独居、要有私人空间的人，只不过还没找到一个想跟他一起生活的人。没有人天生喜欢孤独。马加列答应了与大卫同居，这是好事，可以令一段感情更加立体。看到情人的真面目，也是一种挑战。She likes to brush her teeth after breakfast, while he has to brush his teeth.Before breakfast, she has to turn on the TV to fall asleep, while he can't fall asleep if the light is on. It's hard to fall in love, it's even harder to get along. For two very different people living under the same roof, they have to take care of each other, make a compromise with each other, and tolerate each other. Why bother? To feel like that you two build a home together, and homeis where your heart belongs.
他喜欢吃完早餐才刷牙，他就要先刷牙才吃早餐。他要开着电视才能入睡，他却有光就不能入睡。相爱很难，相处更难。两个截然不同的人要在同一个空间相处，要互相迁就、妥协和忍让，就是为了有人一起回家的这种感觉。
It is a good thing that your lover gets along with a friend, but if they get too close, it becomes trouble. When she said me and you, which two is she talking about?
情人可以跟自己的朋友成为朋友是一件好事，但当情人和自己的朋友成为好朋友，就会是一个麻烦。我和你到底是哪一个我和哪一个你？
I like you because you like me. David thought about this sentence repeatedly. If Margaret chose to be with him for this reason, he was okay with it. At least he made a positive contribution to this relationship. After all, not every sacrifice pays off.
我喜欢你，喜欢我。大卫反复讲着这句话。如果马加列是因为这个理由而跟他一起，大卫觉得没关系。至少他的付出有维系这段关系的作用。 不是所有付出了的感觉都有价值。
No one takes the rift seriously when it first surfaced. Lovers usually put it away and move on, pretending like nothing ever happened. However, Rome was not built in a day. The gap between the two hearts was not formed overnight. It is often believed that the third person who intervenes should be blamed. In fact,The third party has no intention to infiltrate your love life at all. David felt that meeting Diamond was a good relief. It allows him to catch a breath under the current pressure of the intense relationship with Margaret. Usually, the longer that one holds his breath, the harder that he needs to breathe.
裂痕最初出现的时候，通常没有人在意，以为过去了就算。感情的缺口不会一朝一夕形成，经常说被第三者介入，其实第三者根本无心。大卫觉得跟 Diamond 的见面是一个喘息的空间，通常憋一口气憋得越久，要喘的一口气便喘得越大。
Mind control is always the most difficultThe harder that Margaret tried not to overthink, the more the thoughts that raced in her brain. There's nothing Margaret can do about it at this moment. She couldn't help but wonder, where would that pair of gentle hands reach after her head, neck, and shoulders were served?
思想是最难控制的。叫自己不要想，便会想得更多。马加烈这一刻不想自己想入非非，但他控制不了。一只又大又厚的手，现在在他的头、肩、颈，再往下去，究竟会到哪里去？
David's favorite food is a fried egg with burnt crust on the side. He can never make it by himself. This evening, Margaret really wants to do something for David.And fried egg sounds like a good idea. David already had enough, but he wanted more. To dilute the flavor of curry soup cooked by Diamond.
大卫最爱吃焦边的蛋，他自己永远煎不到。今晚，马加烈抢着替大卫煎蛋，他想为大卫做点事情，煎蛋也不错吧。大卫不是吃不饱，只是想多吃一点东西，冲淡咖喱羊的味道。
There are two keys. One wants to keep Margaret from temptations, and the other wants to lead her into them. She puts the two keys together and tries to compare the difference. In the end, she realized that the heart she stole from another is always more attractive than the one which already belongs to her.
这里有两条钥匙，一条想留住马加烈，另一条想打开他的心。马加烈将两条钥匙放在一起，他想比较清楚两条钥匙的区别。偷回来的东西永远比囊中物更加吸引。
When Diamond called David King of Reasoning, he suddenly had a sweet and intimate feeling.There was a time when Margaret caught him the same way. He used to believe that only Margaret could make him feel this way. What about now? Perhaps illusions are created when David reminisces too much the good time that he had with Margaret.
大卫听到 Diamond 叫他道理王，忽然有种甜蜜亲切的感觉。曾几何时，马加烈也这样叫他。大卫以为只有马加烈才能给他这感觉，为何另一个人也可以呢？可能太想念一种感觉，会让人产生幻觉。
Enough is as good as a feast. Always remember this golden rule whenever in a relationship. The closer you try to reach, the more pushed away you will feel. No matter how much you love that person, never get too intimate. We have to learn how to keep a comfortable distance before making a lifetime commitment to each other. 人与人之间最适当的距离就是适可而止。走得越近，感觉会越远。无论你有多爱那个人，也不可以太亲近。在天长地久之前，我们要学会如何分开。David recalled that Margaret made hot and sour soup for him a long time ago. He asked Margaret how to prepare, and she explained the details to him. Today, David wants to ask her again. He wishes to go back in time when they were sweet together, and keep the recipe for hot and sour soup in his heart. 很久之前，玛嘉莉为大卫煮了一碗酸辣汤。大卫问他，酸辣汤难煮吗？于是玛嘉莉就解释了一次酸辣汤的做法。今天大卫想再问一次，他希望可以回到以前，然后将酸辣汤的做法永远放在心里。Some people like to keep memories in the heart. Some like to keep them in the box first, and then keep the box in the heart. Are they afraid of losing these memories? Or are they afraid that these memories may come out again someday? 我们习惯将回忆放在心里，不过有些人会将回忆放在盒内，然后将盒子放在心里。是怕失去这种回忆，还是怕它会走出来呢？ Everyone has his own path. Some keep moving forward, some circle around, and some go backward. No matter which direction they pick, chances are that their paths will cross. As for the relationship, it is more like a loop. You meet, you leave, you meet again, you leave again.
每人要走的路都不同，有人一直向前行，有人兜兜转转，有人到后行，但无论朝哪个方向行，都会有机会遇上。感情的世界其实都是一个循环。
When there is a problem in the relationship, we ask for an answer, a solution, the truth. Unfortunately, not every question has an answerNot every answer tells the truth, and not every truth is acceptable.
感情出现谜团的时候，我们都会很想知道答案，但不是所有事情都有答案，不是所有答案都是真相，不是所有真相我们都能接受。
Many years later, when David thinks of the porridge Margaret cooked for him that night,The bitterness still lingers. Some wounds can never be healed, no matter who you will be with in the future.
很多年之后，大卫想起这碗粥，仍然记得那种色。而很多年后，究竟他身边的人是否仍是玛嘉烈，根本不重要。因为某些伤口，无论是否继续跟那个人在一起，都是永远不会好的。
When you cheated on someone, you may feel guilty. However, what you are really thinking about is not a confession, but hoping that your other half fell in love with someone else at the same time, just like what you did.
当发现自己变了心，可能或者会觉得内疚，但是你最希望的不是向情人坦白，而是希望对方跟你一样爱上另一个人。
David chose to take Margaret's words, knowing that some truths are yet to be unveiled. He understood that trust is key to maintaining a relationship. Besides, it takes a lot of courage to confess all the truth.
大卫选择相信玛嘉烈，明知道未必真相的全部，他仍选择相信，因为他知道维系一段关系最重要是信任，而且大卫明白真话是需要勇气才能说出口的。
it is a blessing to have someone that you love. However, there is another person who loves her as much as or even more than you do. This is her blessing. You love someone so much that all you want is for her to be happy. In this case, who should be the rightful lover to her? Do you still care as long as she's happy?
你拥有自己爱的人是你的福气，但是有其他人跟你一样，甚至比你更爱他，这是他的福气。爱一个人只想令他快乐，快乐由谁来制造？重要吗？
People find it difficult to stay focused on the other half all the time. There will always be a moment that they are distracted and fail for someone else. One of the reasons is that someone else reminds them of the sweet past with their current.
人不会一心一意，总会有一刹那会为其他人动心，而其中一个心动的原因是它令你勾起快乐的回忆。
People always want to possess something that doesn't belong to them. When the chance finally comes, they hesitate, knowing that once they take it, they will begin to lose themselves.
人总会想拥有一些不属于自己的东西，但当真的有机会得到，却不敢要，因为一旦接受了，就会失去自己。
The most difficult in a correct relationship is to pretend as nothing happened.The idea of starting again is just another false hope.
最难走的感情路是要在裂痕上装作若无其事，从头再来其实只是一个愿望。
Starting a new chapter in life is always full of expectations. For some people, however, it is just a cover-up as they are still stuck in the past.
新生活令人充满期待，但对某些人来说新生活只是一种掩饰，因为他们仍活在过去。
He spent a lifetime trying to keep her. Sadly, she just left without hesitation. The eternal relationship is nothing but unconditional one-sided love.
有人用一世的时间来留住一个人，但对方只用了一刹那就决定离开。永恒的爱情是来自单方面的心甘情愿。
To leave or to stay, which takes more courage? Diamond chose to leave, and David chose to stay. Who will be happier?
究竟离开需要勇气，还是留下需要更大的勇气？ Diamond 选择离开，大卫选择留下。他们两个，谁会更快乐？
Love is an enduring test. To reach the destination, one must stay true to the original self. Always remind yourself why you fell in love with her at the beginning. Believe again, and then keep loving and carry on.
爱情是一场持久的考验，要到达终点，就要懂得回到最初，回想起当初爱上这个人的原因，然后说服自己继续去爱。
玛加烈与大卫绿豆是一部由小说改编的电视剧。玛加烈和大卫是男女主角的英文名字。书的作者南方舞厅说，玛加烈和大卫都是很普通很普通的英文名，为的就是让读者有代入感，能在书里看到自己的影子。而绿豆就是芝麻绿豆的意思。玛加烈、大卫、绿豆这三个名词凑在一起，说的就是一对普通情侣身上发生的琐碎小事。无论是大卫还是玛加烈，都不是偶像剧里常见的完美情人，他们更像我们，一个普通人，在爱情面前会迷惑、痛苦，甚至犯错。所以，在他们身上，我们看到的不是浪漫，
而是一个又一个的爱情难题，既现实又残酷。这是每一个谈过恋爱的人都经历过的事情。这世界上根本没有什么唾手可得的幸福，老天爷给的那叫缘分，转瞬即逝，相互妥协，彼此牺牲，共同成长的才叫爱情。感谢您的收听，这里是为你读英语美文，我是云浩。缘分天注定，且行且珍惜。 Have a nice day。
曾经说过寻觅爱情，就像天与地别离和重聚过程，而我跟你平静旅程，并没有惊心也没动魄的情景，只需要当天边海角竟在追逐时，可跟你安躺于家里便觉最惬意，只需要聚会场荡气之时可用你的名字和我姓氏，成就这故事。从此以后，无忧无求，故事平淡，但当中有你已经足够。如果要说何谓爱情，定是跟你动荡时闲话着世情，和你走过无尽旅程，就是到天昏发白亦爱得年轻。不相信当天荒不再地老不透时，竟跟你多相拥一次便爱多一次，怎相信聚会场荡气之时可用你的名字和我姓氏，成就这故事。从此以后，无忧无求，故事平淡，但当中有你已经足够。从此以后，无忧无求，故事平淡，但当中有你已经足够。快乐童话像你我一对。 已经早。